role, Earl.
Nick Haller is a lawyer who is driven, literally. The back seat of his Lincoln automobile is set up as a rolling office where he works while shuttling between the 40 courthouses in Los Angeles, or on occasion picking up his daughter from soccer practice.
Why can't you get a real office?
Well, sweetie, this is a real office. What's more fun, my office or your mom's?
Yours?
Both.
Mick is a smooth operator known for winning cases, so when wealthy playboy Louis Roulet is accused of murder, he turns to the Lincoln lawyer.
This whole thing is a setup. I made a mistake with that woman, and she was setting
me up. Voice down.
Matthew McConaughey has played lawyers before in films like the historical drama Amistad and the contemporary legal thriller A Time to Kill. Before he discovered acting, he even considered studying law while at the University of Texas. But McConaughey says this character, Mick Haller, is a collection of contradictions as he seeks justice for his clients.
The system doesn't like the Mick Hallers of the world. Now, is he a white knight? No. But are the people he's defending white knights? No. People he's dealing with innocent? Not usually. But that's the fight he chooses to fight. So there's two sides of the coin, and Mick's just chosen the defense side.
Are you sure there's not anything that you're not telling me?
Nothing.
One of the great things is Mick's always one, two steps ahead. And when he's not, and there does come a time where he does not have the answer, he still bluffs and plays like he has the answer, but basically is just throwing gamble on the table and saying, let's go, big boy, let's get after it. So he's a card player, man. He's dealing. He's bluffing. He's doubling down. And he's all this has to do with livelihood of not only himself, but his family, an innocent man that he put in jail, a guilty man that he's defended.
Ryan Phillippe co-stars as Louis Roulet, the latest defendant, determined to get away with murder.
I guess it's fun to play a bad guy. It's very liberating. When you're the protagonist or the hero, there are rules to that. You have to keep the audience on your side. You have to be relatable. When you're the villain or the bad guy, it's all that goes out the window, and you can go as extreme or as bizarre as you want.
That's a cute picture of your daughter, Haley. She's very pretty. So she's got soccer practice tomorrow, right?
Don't. You think you're the first client to regret me or my family?
All I said was she's pretty.
Are you scared, Louis? That's where you are right now. You're in a very dangerous place.
There's something interesting about the psychology of the serial killer who kind of wants to be caught, who leaves clues, who kind of leads on the police, law enforcement. And that's one of the things when Roulet is so anxious to take the stand in his own defense. He's so adamant that the case go immediately to trial. A guilty person typically would want to avoid those things, you know, but there's something about that that excites him, that game, that toying with the rest of the people.
Author Michael Connelly drew on his experience as a journalist and consulted several defense attorneys while creating the 2005 novel on which the film is based. Well known for his crime fiction series featuring police detective Harry Bosch, Connelly says the Lincoln lawyer posed the same dilemma for the filmmakers as it did for him as a writer: how to make audiences root for a lawyer.
I wanted to challenge myself and write about a character that is pretty much misunderstood by most of society and is quite an underdog in the justice system. And so that was the big challenge of this book. And it was also my big concern in turning it over to people who make movies, because it would be quite easy for Hollywood to turn him into a lovable scallywag. And then the reality that I worked hard to get into the book is being eroded. And the law and the legal maneuvering is not realistic. And to their credit, they didn't do that. They really kept him loyal to the book.
The cast of The Lincoln Lawyer also includes Oscar winner Marissa Tomei as a veteran prosecutor and the title character's ex-wife. In a refreshing change from recent films that try to imitate a real setting, The Lincoln Lawyer was filmed on location in some of the grittier corners of Los Angeles. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.